Sinner snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Leila Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tfi. We've been making our way through Ashrei, and we last left off with the pasuk of Yoducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, the letter Yud. All creations sing out praise to you, Hashem, V'chasidecha Yivarchucha. The Ma'asecha, all creation, every function of nature is Yoducha, it's Modeh, acknowledges and expresses gratitude to you. But Chasidecha, the truly pious ones, we, those who recognize your providence and role in the world, Yivarchucha, we do more than just Yoducha, more than just acknowledge or thank, but Yivarchucha is to bless. We mentioned Rabbeinu Bachya encourages us to read the word Yivarchucha as Yivarchu Chafhei. And he says it's a reference to acknowledging God both in the Nigla and Nister, to see Hashem in the revealed world, and to see Hashem to uncover His hiddenness as well. But I want to make a suggestion based on an insight of Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the founder of the Daf, who has an extraordinary Dvar Torah, an extraordinary insight into that word, Ko, the Chaf Hei. He says it regarding when Avram Avinu was asked by God to go outside, and he's told, look up and count the stars, because Ko Yiyeh Zar'echa, this is what your children will be. And he, like so many others, was bothered. That if you look in Jewish history and you look in the present, and even if we anticipate and predict the future, we've never come close to numbering the stars. Persecution, oppression, annihilation, extermination have always done a good job of fulfilling what actually is a promise of the Nevi'im, that we will remain small in number. We've never come close to numbering the vastness, the greatness of the stars. So what was Hashem saying when He told Avram, go outside and look up and count, and ko yezarecha, thus, this is what your children will be like. And said Rav Meir Shapiro, said the founder of Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, the founder of the Daf Yomi, what Hashem was telling Avraham is, go outside and count the stars. And any normal sane person would say, you can't count the stars, I'm not going to bother trying. I'm not even going to begin, because how far will I really get? 10, 20, how many stars can I count? It's impossible to count the stars in all the solar systems. It's impossible in the cosmos. But Avram Avinu, he started nonetheless, because to him nothing was impossible. If God challenged him, the impossible became possible. And that, says Rav Shapiro, is what Hashem says, Ko Yiyeh Zarecha. Like you, Avram, your progeny, your offspring, your children, they'll take on the impossible and they'll make it possible. They'll look at things that everyone else wouldn't even bother starting. If someone would look at the Jewish people at the beginning of our story and say, you will survive countless attempts to exterminate you, expulsions, exiles, who else would have even tried? And we've not only tried, we've succeeded, we've triumphed, and here we are, and that's the promise of Ko Yiyeh Zarecha. And that's the fulfillment of the promise when Avram says, Vani Vanar Nelcha Ad Ko. You, he asked them all, what do you see? Yishmael saw nothing. Eliezer saw nothing, but Yitzchak saw. And therefore Avram says, Nelcha ad ko, he's coming with me because he has the capacity to see beyond the surface. He imagines the unimaginable. He makes the impossible possible, so the two of us are Nelcha ad ko. And when the Kohanim give us a bracha, what is that bracha? What's the introduction to that bracha? Ko sivarchu as b'nei Yisrael. The bracha they give us is that we have that quality of ko, that we have that capacity to dream, to see beyond the surface, to think beyond what's right in front of us, but rather to make the impossible possible. So based on this amazing insight, I want to suggest maybe that's the chasidecha, those who are really pious, yivarchu ko, yivarchu ka, yivarchu cha, yivarchu, we bless Hashem with the chaf hei. We bless Hashem how? By maintaining and preserving that optimism, that hope, that vision, that capacity to dream and to stretch and to strive. How do we bless Hashem? How do we bless Hashem? Chafe. Yivarchu cha. By maintaining that chafe. The next pasuk, Kavod Malchuscha Yomeru, Ugvurascha Yidaberu. The honor of your kingdom, I will speak, Yomeru. They will speak of. Ugvurascha, and of your strength, of your might, Yidaberu. What's the difference between Yomeru and Yidaberu? Yidaberu is a stronger, more intense form. So in the less intense, we speak of the glory, the honor of your kingdom, and more intensely, we speak of your strength. What are these two parts? So the Vilna Gaon explains, the two halves of the psukim are referring to seeing God's hand in nature, and seeing Hashem's hands in miracles. Kvod Malchuscha, your kingdom, this world is your kingdom. We may have rules of nature, but all those rules of nature were introduced and are controlled by you, Hashem. So E equals MC squared and gravity, and that's about the limits of my understanding of nature, but all the other formulas and understandings of physics and deep understandings of science and of nature, Hashem, that's really you. You control it. That's a testament to your kavod, to your honor, and Yomeru, I'm going to tell it. So when others learn biology, chemistry, or physics, it becomes a pretext to deny God. When I learn those subjects, it becomes the capacity to reveal you, Hashem. Kavod, your honor, I will tell through the natural order. Ugvurascha, but your real might is not nature. Your real might is when you interfere with nature, when you suspend nature, when you intervene and manipulate nature, then yedaberu, even more intensely, I will tell that. This notion of kvod malchuscha, I'll end with this. Malchuscha means your kingdom, and this is exactly this month of Elul, and we're beginning Slichos, we're heading to Rosh Hashanah. The entire essence, our entire effort, our entire energy in this time is to be mamlech Hashem. We're moving towards coronating God. We're kvod malchuscha yomeru. Every moment of every day in Elul, every moment of every day as we count down towards Rosh Hashanah is getting ready to the inauguration, the coronation. The Gra says when you hear the sound of the shofar, it is the sound of the trumpet at the coronation ball for Hashem. Shlomo Zalman was asked by a Talmud what he was working on in the month of Elul. It's a pretty gutsy and brazen move to ask for Shlomo Zalman, but what was his personal Kabbalah? What did he take upon himself? I thought Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer is amazing. It's the famous story of Shach, to bench from a bencher. Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer was, said, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the whole idea is to be mamlech Hashem, to coronate him. So what I'm taking upon myself is, when I make my 100 brachas a day, to actually think when I say melech ha'olam. We say 100 brachas a day. It says, Mashem lokecha shomimach. What does God want from us? Kim liyira, to have awe of him. And the Gemara Chazal say, al tikrei ma elameya. Don't say, what does God want? But say, he wants 100 times a day. Interrupt our day 100 times to say, oh yeah, you're here. Oh yeah, you're in charge. Oh yeah, I defer to you. And we do that from the Birchas Hananen before we eat, and the Bracha after we eat, and the Shemona Esrei, and we go to the bathroom, and if we see we hear thunder or see lightning, there are 100 opportunities a day to see Hashem. And each time we see Hashem, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You're the King of the Universe. So if Shlomo Zalman said, not I'm going to finish Shas in Elul. He didn't have some enormous goal. He said, you know what I'm going to do? And Elul, my whole goal is to actually be present and mindful, to think when I say the word melech in a bracha. 100 times a day we say a bracha, we say melech. I'm going to actually try to think those 100 times when I say the word melech, so that when I get to Rosh Hashanah, I'm ready to coronate him. I'm ready to be mamlech. Kevod malchuscha yomeru. We speak the honor of his malchus. We have 100 opportunities a day. Let's take advantage.